96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Paid the cost to be the boss. Look at me. Know what to see. See a bad mother.
James Brown says you have to pay the cost to be the boss. But what price must you pay emotionally to be an employee when your relationship with the boss is on the rocks? Well, it's a question we're asking on this National Bosses Day. How do you handle not liking the boss? Oh, boy. My guests are business consultant April Jones and human resources expert Sean Talley. We want to hear your stories tonight. Do you have a rocky relationship with the boss? How do you handle it? 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can, of course, hit me up on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher or tweet me at HFisherWHUR. Okay, April, Sean, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
The pleasure is mine. I'm so thankful to be invited on your show, and I'm definitely glad to share my opinion, and hopefully I can help someone.
Yeah, well, we are definitely looking forward to hearing your opinion about this one. Let me go back again. My guests are business consultant and human resources expert. These folks don't have bosses right now. You guys, April, you're the boss.
That's correct.
Sean, you're the boss. You guys are clean and clear, but for a lot of working stiffs, they've had their bosses all of their careers. First, what is National Bosses Day? Somebody help me with that. Sean.
So National Bosses Day was started by a woman who actually worked for her father back in Deerfield, Illinois, actually for the State Farm Company. So she worked for her father and felt that her father didn't receive the appreciation that he needed, and therefore signed up with the local Chamber of Commerce to have it recognized as a day. A few years later, the governor of the state of Illinois signed it into law, and it's just been catching on. So it was really a ploy to make sure that employees really understood the so-called pressures of being a boss.
Okay. Well, that's kind of twofold. Love the boss, love my dad. But, for a lot of folks, you're not related to the boss. So, April, it's my understanding that at one time you had a boss and things were a bit sticky. Tell me about that.
Oh, my goodness. Let me first add, I've only been my own boss in the last 5 years, but I've got 20 years in corporate America where I worked for the Fortune 100s, and I'm typically a senior executive or the vice president of those companies. So you can imagine that I've been in some very tough situations. One of the situations that I think really gave me tough skin was a situation where every single Monday for about at least 4 years, my boss threatened to fire me.
Gosh.
Every Monday, like we would go into the Monday morning meeting, myself and my four coworkers and my boss, and he threatened to fire me. After the meeting, my coworkers would come to me and they would say, April, why aren't you talking back? You're the number one recruiter in the country. This was before I got into business development. And you're good friends with the president of the company. Why are you tolerating this? And my answer was simply this. A, I am the number one recruiter, but B, I didn't get there by myself. My ancestors worked without payment.
Mm-hmm.
They were beaten. They were raped. They were murdered.
They were
treated like garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting a six-figure check, and I'm complaining about this guy talking too much.
Wow.
You
so
have to
yeah,
put it in perspective.
That is a heck of a perspective. But how? What was that about? Why was he threatening to fire you every Monday?
Well, number one, I was a part of a larger company that got acquired by an even larger company.
Mm-hmm.
And so everyone that was on his team were people that he had handpicked.
I see.
I was the only one that was part of the acquisition. And my company forced him to make me a part of his team.
Wow.
And fortunately for me, what his four girls were doing all together in 1 year, I was doing by myself in 1 year. So let's say I hired 132 people in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
His four recruiters combined hired 130 people.
Wow. So you were super recruiter.
Well, at the time, yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was simple to me. I was like, okay, let me get this right. You're going to pay me for every person I bring in. Why am I going? I don't have kids.
Yeah.
Why am I going home at 9 o'clock? I'm going to sit here and work this phone. Because I came from such poverty that I had the work ethic that instead of going home, if I just stay here a little bit longer,
you'll get some more.
I'm going to get some more money.
Well, let me see what our listeners are saying, because our lines are lit up. Every time we talk about, you know, work environments and bosses or employees, we always get a lot of phone calls in. So I want to make sure that we hear from them. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. V, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind? V, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
Okay, so quickly, what's on your mind?
The word boss, I really don't care for it. That's how I feel. You know, I work under your supervision, work under your management, but you're not my boss.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's just the way I feel. They pass a card around the day. Boss's day, I didn't sign it.
Really? Well, what's your relationship with your boss? Or are you just one of those employees that comes in and says, you're not the boss of me? So
I work for the agency. I don't work for them either.
So what's your relationship with your boss there, V?
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay. I just feel that they don't have that title.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. And, you know, happy Bosses Day to you.
Harold?
Yes?
Let me just add, because I'm feeling V on this particular statement.
Okay.
One of the things, and I'm not going to name any companies.
Of course not.
You've seen my resume, and you know, I've worked for some of the largest companies in America. And one of the things, my perspective is, when I have a difficult boss or any situation that becomes difficult, I always say that my paycheck does not come from you.
Mm-hmm.
That is a blessing that God has allowed me to receive.
But hold on, but let me say this, April. That kind of philosophy is wonderful, but I think Sean may agree with me. I think the reality is that your paycheck may not come from the boss, but if your relationship with the boss is not a good one, you may not have a paycheck.
That's very true, Harold. And, you know, I guess I'll take a different turn. Many positions that I've had, I can honestly say just about everybody who's ever worked for me, they pretty much run through a brick wall for me. And it's not because I was their boss. It was because that I was their leader. They saw that I cared for them. And so I did get one of those cards today, and I got a couple of muffins and different things like that because of Boss's Day. But you're right, Harold. It is about that relationship. When people feel that you care about them, when you care about their development, when you care about what happens to them as an employee, it's an entirely different situation. Now, if you have a boss that isn't doing those things, sometimes you have to understand as an employee, just like you're not perfect at your job, sometimes your boss is not perfect at being a boss.
Wow.
Sometimes they're just learning. Sometimes people get promoted into positions that they haven't been trained for in terms of giving management skills.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, in a typical sales position, a lot of times the person who gets promoted is the person who has the top sales.
Okay.
Well, having the top sales doesn't mean you know how to manage people. In fact, in many cases, those people that have been individual contributors lack the skills to actually be able to manage people. So sometimes it's about looking at things from their shoes. But in your case, as you talked about, you know, threatening and bullying, that's a whole different story.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. On this National Bosses Day, we're asking, how do you handle the situation when you don't have a good relationship with your boss, or even you don't like your boss? I'd like to hear your stories. Give us a call. Kimberly, calling from Southeast D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Yes. It can be rough. It can be really, really rough, the employee-boss relationship, when it's not a good one. You know, you just try to make it work. You try to keep a mindset that you're all there for a common purpose and a common goal, which is to make the company work.
But you're related to the boss, right?
No. I'm talking in general.
Oh, but what about you?
As the employee?
Mm-hmm.
We are not related.
Oh, okay. So what is the relationship with you and your boss?
You mean the nature of our relationship?
Yes.
It's a employee superior relationship, and it's not a really great relationship.
Mm-hmm. So how are you handling that?
Well, luckily for me, I'm 2 months out of this position. I basically got a fresh start in a new position,
mm-hmm.
You know, more autonomy, more independence.
Mm-hmm. So basically you're saying that you took another job.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, but while in the previous position, it was tumultuous.
Okay. Yeah. And that can be rough, no doubt. And I think that for a lot of people, the best solution may be to just leave, and hopefully, Kimberly, the new position will be rewarding for you. Let me go to Regina, calling from Reston. Go ahead, Regina. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm calling because I heard and I feel the woman who called and said she doesn't call anybody her boss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the word boss is actually a Dutch word that's either spelled B-A-S or B-A-A-S.
Okay, but hold on, Regina. But before we start getting into semantics and the like, you know, we're using boss as a colloquial term. You can say the manager, you can say your supervisor, you can say the senior VP, you can say, you know, the yard clerk, the person who is in charge of your activities. Hold on. Because I want to hear your point of view, okay? So, Regina in Reston, stay with us. Regina in Bladensburg, I'll take your call next. And Kevin, you just called in. We're going to talk to you as well. On this National Bosses Day, what happens if you don't have a good relationship with the boss? How do you handle that? Stay with us. You'll be able to hear the program. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Stay with us.